Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy. However, the Mariners are still in the playoff hunt.
Whee!
So we are officially still playing Big Dummy.
All right!
The game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance.
Take that.
And here's how it works. You call us. We'll spin.
Yep.
We'll spin a category.
A little early on that pitch.
I know. That's all right. Then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy and returning champion is the lovely and talented Danny, who thought a hung jury was a group of Jamaican men in court and found a way to answer 11 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dumpy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a contestant and play Big Dumpy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram and Men's Room Live. Send the emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com. And now, watch the show live on YouTube at KISW.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Rock. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All the tells, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,405. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The head chef is back. Ted's meat and potatoes. What is on tap in the kitchen?
Pretty simple today. You got five everyday foods and drinks that are destroying your health.
Pretty much everything we like, I'm guessing.
So there's only one on here I don't think the four of us eat on a regular basis.
All right.
But the other four, were you're not guilty of one, but Miles and I are dying.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
I was going to say, is this what we've been told, or is this like shocker? Don't eat spinach or something?
Oh, no, it's nothing like crap. That.
Okay. Head Chef is coming up at 4:30.
It's going to be disappointing, Miles.
With Ted's Meat and Potatoes. What else do we have for you today? Oh, by the way, if you haven't heard the news, we're now on YouTube, KISW Rock. Do us a favor and subscribe to the channel. You can smash the like burger, as we like to call it. That little thumbs up down there. Give us a thumbs up. Like, hey, it's pretty cool to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we're almost to 2,500 subscribers.
Oh, really?
We would like to get there. We've only been doing this for a couple of weeks now. So it'd be nice to hit that number early. It makes the brass, it makes us looking more impressive.
It's very important, yeah.
Yeah, they invested all this money in all these cameras and everything. And if we show them that we're...
And they did it very timely. That's what I liked about it.
They really did.
I mean, they said, we're doing this, and I mean, like, in 2 days. A
couple weeks. Tim was just like, I can't believe how efficient we are here. And now here we are, and we're up and running. And thank you if you checked us out. A lot of people like to comment on there. YouTube is a pretty cool deal. As far as... most of the time, it's great because people are just interacting with each other.
Yeah.
And not asking us any questions.
Yeah, so they are their own community.
They are. And it's a nice little community. Everyone seems friendly. So if you haven't checked us out on YouTube, again, subscribe. It is KISW Rock there.
We should give those people a name.
What, the YouTube community that's going on?
It used to be the Boob Tube.
So you could... yeah, but it's on the internet.
Okay.
Let them come up with it. You guys discuss among yourselves.
What do
you
want to call it? Maybe put a K in front of it, like the K-munity.
Or the dirt
K-munity.
The dirt bags, whatever you are.
K-munity doesn't really work for me, man.
No, it doesn't.
K-munity?
Yeah, I just, you know, the letter K just... something about it.
Steve might have an issue with the K-munity.
You know, I turn on baseball, there's three strikeouts, and I'm like, cool. Just get four or stop at two, man.
It's always unique when they do that. They put it
there. KKK. I'm like,
Does it help if one of them's backwards?
It does.
Okay.
It really does, man.
Please don't swing. Please don't swing.
I know what it is, but still, when you just turn it on, everyone's all smiling, and I'm like, Jesus.
Sad thing is, they're probably the least racist people in society these days.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Baseball players?
Yeah, no, the people, the fans that have the K's up for the strikes. The baseball players as well, yes. Speaking of baseball.
No, they're terribly racist.
We're going to play Big Dumpy today.
Big Dumpy.
Once again, listen.
We're back.
Ted and I had this question. Ted and I and Steve, we all have a different theory on this. Mike, I know your theory is a little bit different.
Okay.
But as someone who's played baseball before.
Oh, yes, my theory is very different.
Well, you wouldn't stop talking about the game the entire time before we lost the other day. Truth be told. Okay?
Okay.
So as a baseball player, you do not talk about that kind of stuff.
It's like I was talking much more.
Were you?
I was.
You guys, come on, man.
Listen, if there's anything more, there's nothing more suspicious. Look, as far as superstition goes, I am not a superstitious person. Every once in a while,
so
I'll say something really stupid, and I will knock on wood.
That is for my.
You don't knock on wood every time.
I don't. Sometimes I just knock on
my head.
I knock on my head.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Not every time, man.
But baseball. Not
every time. You be throwing out stupid ass all the time, man.
Baseball's different.
You need to be knocking a lot more, brother. Yeah.
Your knuckles should be bleeding. I know. And I'll die on that. But we don't talk about baseball. Okay? Until this game is done,
yeah,
we'll play Big Dumpy. All right? You know what's going down tomorrow. Mm-hmm. All right? You can do whatever you want. I'm just telling you, right now, every single one of you, shut the F up. Let them play the damn game. Do not talk about it. Do not be hypothetical on what you believe. Do not say what they should be doing, what they're not doing.
You just hope they win.
Just
that's it.
Watch the game. Mm-hmm. See what happens. And it could be that good things could happen. That's all you need to know about baseball. But we will play Big Dumpy today in honor of that game tomorrow.
Yes.
Between two teams. One of them
and Cal Riley's ass. I mean, what this is about, is one man's giant buttocks.
Right. Can we talk about the Huskies versus Rutgers?
You absolutely can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. You absolutely
just
can.
Don't bring up the Mariners
the Kraken,
game tomorrow.
The Kraken are on tonight.
Sure.
Talk about them. You know, anything. Are they on today?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, talk about the Kraken.
I'm not talking about it.
Talk about anything else. You can talk about whatever you want. Talk about the Seahawks going into Jacksonville. You talk about all that crap. There's one thing.
What did we say, the Easter Island man?
Yeah. You're going to take on the Easter Island quarterback. Talk about him all you want. He looks like somebody who walked out of a
cave. Can we AI that? Just take the Easter Island head, put blonde hair on it, right? Yeah. And I'm telling you, it's going to look
exactly. He looks
exactly
like the guy that picks up your girlfriend, throws him over his shoulder, walks away and goes, ooga booga.
Yeah.
And then he's got her.
Ooga booga is the quote.
And she's in love, you know?
You got it done there, man?
Oh, yeah. I've already got it.
Damn, that was quick.
Well, I didn't do it.
Does it look like...
Somebody else has already done it.
Oh. It is spot on.
It looks exactly like Trevor
Lawrence.
See,
the problem with Trevor Lawrence is his hair is like too nice and beautiful.
Yeah. He should have a shampoo deal.
Oh, my God.
He could be a Brett girl.
He should.
Well, Troy Polamalu was the last athlete I knew that had a head and shoulders deal with it.
Still got it, man.
But somebody else is in those ads with him.
Yeah, who do they bring in?
Is it Patrick Mahomes or somebody?
Yeah, it might be Mahomes.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Has anyone looked at his haircut? And nothing against the guy, but like...
I think that's
Troy Polamalu, I get. You go like, he was known for his hair.
The
right?
thing is that Mahomes is in those commercials, but so is Polamalu.
I know. But like it doesn't make sense to bring him in.
Well, you got
to
grab the younger audience. The younger audience who's coming into buying their own head and shoulders. They don't
head and
they don't shoulder. Know Troy Polamalu just yet.
But it is Patrick Mahomes.
It is Mahomes.
Come on. All right.
If I had hair and was mixed, I'd have that hairstyle. There's a lot of elements to me having his hairstyle.
You've thought about if you're a different ethnicities, what you would do?
All the time, I do.
Do you really?
A lot.
Okay, if you're a blonde woman, what do you do? Hat, ponytail,
chubby, hairy guys.
I mean, like, what hairstyle are you rocking? You're blonde.
Oh, you know, a lot of times a ponytail.
Hat, baseball cap?
Yeah, sometimes I wear it up.
What if you're... Okay.
Sometimes, I don't know.
Oh, when is it down?
When I'm going to dinner.
Okay.
There you go. All right.
Up at the gym, down for dinner.
Yeah. You never think about if you were a different race, what kind of hair you'd have?
No, I never
have. I really do not.
Yeah.
You wow. guys, I'm going to ponder it right now.
What if you just had
I'm just saying, like, to me, it's hard to watch as much college football as I do. And some of those DBs pop off their helmets. I'm like, God damn, that's cool looking hair.
I want a red fro. Like the loose curls, you know, kind of.
Like a.
Yeah, I want like the Annie hair on my ass. That's what I want to see.
Have you thought about just one week, just let it go to see what would come out? What would come out of your head?
I do it on vacation.
You guys shave your head.
Yeah.
So have you ever thought about just like seeing what would happen like after a week? Or
just a week, it wouldn't get too long.
I do it on vacation, and I mean, I'm going to look like George Jefferson. Like
where's the ballpark going to be? The back or the front?
Caesar
the
ring.
Ball, yeah, it's a Caesar ring.
We'd have Caesar rings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I could do it for a month.
Mike,
and then
you would
show
have...
up at our acoustic show just looking like my
They wouldn't
uncle.
Even let you in.
So, Mike, you wouldn't have a Caesar ring. You got hair in the back.
I've got a little bit of a widow's peak going on. So, I can feel like my hair stops right around here. So
he would look a little bit. He wouldn't look as old as Thrill and I. Thrill and I would. It would age us.
Well, I'm not.
So my
that's the primary thing. Mike is not as old as us.
My thinning is like a glacier. It just keeps moving back and back.
Yeah, but
and
shut
back.
Up.
No, but it's
shut
gonna, it's up. Gonna go, look, it's gonna move back and back and back.
You're in your 50s. I'm not gonna
so
go back.
What?
It still reaches forward, Miles.
I know. That's because I
mine.
Do you have to get a haircut?
Yes.
then shut up.
You still have a full head of hair. Mine is thinning out up top. Like, you can see my scalp with my hair being as long as yours.
So, Jamie, the woman who cuts my hair,
yeah.
She listens to this radio station. What do you think she charges me for a haircut?
$40.
$69.
Nice.
Nice. 60 noise.
She listens to daily.
I like her. Had a girl.
$69. That's what she charges.
Tell her 60 noise.
Look, haircuts have gotten ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah. Even to get, when I go to the barbershop like once a month to get my beard trimmed in, I mean, you're talking $40.
For your beard?
And then to buzz my head. It's like, Jesus.
It used to be $20 for me to get my head buzzed.
Even correct. Like, even like just to walk in, like Rudy's. Which can't really walk in anymore because it's always busy. I mean, it's just, look, it's just the price of doing business. It really is. It's
Before the pandemic, every Friday afternoon after work, even, I would go to the Fifth Avenue Barbershop, see my girl D, and we get my head buzzed and beard trimmed. It was like $25.
It's still a brick and mortar. You still got to pay rent. You know, you still got
to But Ted has, even though their rent's going up, Ted has less hair to offer.
Correct.
That's all I'm saying. Like, it should almost stay the same price because they have less maintenance to do.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
Okay. So today we're going to play Big Dumpy, and that's what we're going to say about that. Okay. Now, Steve, you were in the wrong. We have a tie for biggest dummies. We do have Danny, and we also have Melody from the last time we played.
All right. Let me add that.
We have two big dummies.
Melody
and Danny, and it took them 11 questions to get one right. And as we do when we play Big Dumper, whether you're playing for Team Sober or Team Not
Sober,
it's
a Big Dumper or Big Dumpy.
Big Dumpy.
Come on, man.
Big Dumpy. I'll get it right eventually. We do a men's room poll. And the last time, we asked you to pick a nickname. All
right?
Right.
In honor of the Big Dumper. Your choices were, and we took all sports nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
So these are not actual names from actual players, but they were nicknames that kind of stuck. For example, Booger, as in Booger McFarlane.
What is his real first name?
Charles.
Is it Charles or James or something?
Are you making that up?
I think it's James.
Hang on.
I honestly do not know.
Place your bets.
What is it?
Place your bets.
Is it James?
No, it's Booger, so it's probably like, maybe it's a B word already. Like Bernie McFarlane.
I want to say his sisters gave him this nickname growing up.
I'd have said Terrence.
Anthony.
Oh, hey.
Tony McFarlane.
Tony Booger McFarlane.
He sounds like an Italian and an Irishman.
Booger.
Tony the Booger.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Now, that was a hitman.
Tony the Booger, man. Well, look, he's the Irish guy in the Italian mob. He's got to be nasty.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Mookie. As in the former Sonic, Mookie Blaylock, Mookie Betts.
How do they say he got his nickname again? Like, he mispronounced something, or his sister kept mispronouncing something?
His
sister. His little sister couldn't say his name, so she kept
Which
calling
was
Mookie.
What?
I forget. Mm-hmm. Place your bets. What's Mookie's?
Anthony.
Which Mookie are we talking about? Sorry.
We're talking about Blaylock.
Oh, thank you.
Which Mookie? There's so many to choose from.
Which Mookie are we talking about? We are talking about Darren O'Shea Mookie.
Another Irishman.
Yeah, I know. Along with Donovan McNabb.
And I learned a little bit something about more so than the Mookie Blaylock we know for Pearl Jam. Whatever Mother Love Bone, obviously, got Eddie Vedder to come in. They temporarily called the band Mookie Blaylock. For whatever reason, Mookie wasn't really cool about that.
Yeah.
But they were seriously honoring him as one of their favorite players.
But they're making money off of him.
Correct.
Yeah. And again, they weren't Pearl Jam yet.
They were not Pearl Jam.
So I'm just saying.
He doesn't know.
Four guys come in and go, we're going to call our band Miles Montgomery. You might be like,
Well, it depends on the music.
It depends on a lot.
Yeah, it does. So they named the first album 10 because that was Mookie's jersey number.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, one of the most iconic albums in rock.
Sure.
And it's named after Mookie Blaylock. So Mookie was another choice. Then, of course, we have Icky. As in Icky Woods.
To be confused with Icky Jabronski that we're all familiar with.
Or Sticky Icky Ed or one of these other guys we know.
Wow.
But Icky
Good pull.
But Icky Woods. Icky Woods. For whatever reason, I remember him from the Icky Shuffle growing up. But
what else do you know?
He was iconic. What I mean, I did not realize he only played 4 years.
Yeah.
So to make that big of an impact in 4 years' time, you know, Icky Woods, he did the Icky Shuffle, he did all that. I mean, you know who he is.
The Icky Shuffle is his way of letting the world know, I can't really dance,
but you know, I'm going to do this. Like, Dion has taken a little bit of that. Like, there's a bit of...
Oh, everybody does the Dion.
It's kind of, taking a little page off of that dance.
There was a kid in my high school who's a very, I'll just say it, just a fat white dude, but he could do Dion's dance to a T.
Oh, yeah?
And I mean, until about his senior year, every time he came in the lunchroom, all the seniors would be like, do it.
probably no problem doing it.
Oh, no. I mean, I can't explain it because Dion's dance in the end zone is a little herky-jerky and like off kind of like pace. But this kid had it down pat. Okay. Every time he came in, he'd be like, do it, man.
And finally, as far as names, nicknames go, we have the Big Dumper.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we put the poll up for you every week. If you follow us on X at Men's Room Live, here are the results. In fourth place, 6%. You said more than likely you did not want to be called icky.
I got no problem with any of them.
Third place, 9% would be booger.
Booger.
See,
booger.
I think I might lean to booger.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course you would.
I mean, once it's your nickname, it's not so bad.
It also depends kind of on what you look like. Like Booger from Revenge of the Nerds.
Look like a guy who should be called Booger.
Right, you don't want to be that Booger. But no. Booger McFarland's, you know, was a pro, was Make a stud college. Right, like, he don't mind me called Booger.
But what do you say if he's got one hanging out? Like, hey, man, you got a little of
yourself. You got a Booger, Booger.
Got a little stuff coming out of your nose right there. In second place with 30.
Real quick, why do we got on Trevor Lawrence a couple weeks ago, or this week, for picking his nose.
It's not, I did not get on him for picking his nose, but what I'm saying is, they're talking about Trevor Lawrence during the game, which made sense. So they have the camera focused on him. He does not know this, so he's just kind of zoned out. And he's like a knuckle and a half deep.
Look,
because whatever he was trying to get was obviously deep in.
His nose is big.
It is.
He's got big ass hand. He can wrap his hand around a football. He can stick his entire finger up into the base into his nose because his nose is that big.
But he still couldn't get the booger that was hiding in. And my point was, get the camera off of him.
Right.
Jesus.
Second place, Mookie. 36% of you said, hey, you want to be named Mookie. And number one,
you got to be a certain kind of cool to be called Mookie.
48% said Big Dumper. That's the nickname.
Really?
Yes. So today on the Men's Room Poll, you are going to get a brand new job. And they say if you've ever had a job in retail, lucky you. As a poll found, over a third of Americans have at some point in their life had a retail job. Ted, have you ever had a retail job?
I guess not. Like, I've never worked in a...
I have not. I've never worked in
retail. Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, a bartender. I've worked in restaurants, but yeah, I don't think I've done door-to-door, but does that count?
Well, in theory, one of us should.
I mean, I did very briefly for a little while. It's like a magazine, not even a bookstore, but a magazine shop at the old Inner Harbor in Baltimore. Maybe 3 months, but I ran a register.
Okay, yeah, yeah. All right, yeah. You have
Does working at a liquor store count?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you work the register and or deal with customers in a place of business,
and that's
and they're there to buy something. Right.
Yeah, put it to you this way. I ran the till.
Ran the till.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I worked the drive through at J-Box.
Ooh.
Okay. So you have worked retail.
How long
well?
Do you work at J-Box? Trying to make it sound
years,
cool.
Like 3, I think.
See, if you didn't work the drive through, if you were back in the kitchen, it doesn't count as retail.
No, that's cooking.
I did at one point work back in the kitchen.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You worked your way up to the point where you're in the window. Okay. So they said more than 1,000 people were asked about 30 different jobs and whether they've worked in each field or not. Now, here are the 10 most common jobs on that list. And number one is a retail worker.
Mm-hmm.
35% of us have done some work in retail. Number two, and they consider this a job because it's tougher than people realize, a stay-at-home parent.
Yeah,
so they said 22% said I've had that job. It is hard. It is full time. It is difficult.
It is full time. Yeah,
a factory worker comes in at 18%.
Never worked in a
factory. Of the population.
Not even cheesecake variety.
No, never. I've never worked in a factory either, or any place that actually made something.
Right. Other than food, yeah.
To me, a factory is that. A teacher, 13% have been a teacher. 11% have worked in construction. 8% have worked in daycare.
Ooh.
7% have been a member of the military. 6% have been a chef or a cook.
Okay. Only 6%, really?
Just 6%. Huh. Engineer comes in at 6%, so 1 in 17 people have been an engineer.
A cook.
Thank you for driving that train. And 10%.
Conjunction.
5% coming in at number 10 have been a computer programmer. So we took
that. Yeah, definitely have not done that.
No. So we ask you on our poll to pick a brand new job. Here are your four options from the list.
What about all those Friday nights you come over and code?
Oh, yeah, man. You know me. And then you go, why is my computer not working? Like, because you let me code.
Ted, you're going to... This is ridiculous, but as a young teen, when I got a Commodore 64, my friend Jeff and I, we would get together and we learned... DOS. Learning DOS.
That's
correct, yes.
And they taught me DOS.
Yeah, and I'm not sure why. And, you know, you do this whole program, and then you made a star, and you jumped up and down, and you
look
lost
at what
mind.
We've done.
I just made a star, like a Dallas Cowboy star.
Yeah, but at the time, you got to remember, the video game Pong was, like, exceeding, you know, all kind of technological expertise. So
but it was, like, basic and all that crap.
Can I tell you about my buddy Matt Farsi? He was the first guy I knew with a color printer at his home.
All right.
And I mean, we would make stuff all the time that his parents were like, you stop.
The ink is ridiculous.
Right. And this is, you know, mid-90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you could take retail, number one. You pick where you want to work. You could be a bud tender. You could be a lot of different things. You can all work right. in a Best Buy if they're still around, whatever you want to do.
They're still around.
You can work at a Target. You work retail. To some degree, I like the idea of working retail. I think, believe it or not, just because I enjoy being there, if I worked in retail, I would like to work at a grocery store.
I believe that.
I really would. I don't know why. I would like to check people out, you know, just help people around. I know where the foods are, whatever. In seconds, your second option, that would be working fast food, which I considered too, as I've worked in fast food before, only for 2 weeks. But there's something about fast food that that I find to be somewhat intriguing.
Nope.
Because I eat it a lot. Three would be working in daycare.
I'm almost more leaning that way. Because fast food, I'm not dealing with the customers and making the exact same thing over and over would drive me nuts. Retail, I'm not dealing with your ass. Kids, to me, are very, very simple to deal with. They're annoying, and they can be a lot of things, but I got to handle them.
Well, Mike's got the story coming up in headlines about the daycare that lost a kid for an hour, basically.
2 hours.
Right.
But the kid was, like, dehydrated and all messed up when they found him.
Yeah, but for a $200 fine, I'd take that on.
Okay. And finally,
did the kid walk to the desert?
They found him on a road.
Oh.
Yeah. Walking along a road. And fourth would be, you could be a cook. Which I was telling Steve earlier. There's something intriguing about that for me. I could not do it forever. But the idea of learning, I like to cook, but of learning it to do it the right way. I think that's an invaluable skill.
There's a valuable skill you get with it, but do you want to stand on your feet in 130 degrees for 12 hours a day? I mean, that's what it comes down to. So the most valuable lessons I learned definitely came from cooking. Would I do it again? Absolutely mother effing not.
Right, and I think we need to say, like, you're not the head chef. You're a short order or a line cook. You're putting in work.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to take retail.
Okay. Really?
All right.
Yeah.
I'm doing daycare.
I'm going back to fast food.
Our men's room poll, pick a new job. Retail, fast food, daycare, or cook. We'll take a break and come back with a game known as Big Dumpy next.
From the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Pinky's Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Hey, heads up there on the Unwrapped Acoustic Holiday Ticket situation. We are still in the midst of the pre-sale window.
That is right.
Of opportunity. I believe until 10 o'clock tonight. You can still get those tickets before they go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m.
I would do
that. KISW.com.
They're selling quickly.
That is exactly right. So if you got the email, they've got a code in there for you. If not, head to KISW.com. Sign up for the Rockaholic, whatever the hell it is, and you'll get the email there. I need to do that.
Transmission?
I've done it years ago, so I just get the email. I can't remember what the hell they call it.
I don't know.
Just go to KISW.com, sign up for the whatever the hell it is, and then they'll send you the stuff you
follow need. The prompts.
Yes, exactly. Whatever they tell you to do, do that. Brent, I believe, from Shinedown. Brent and Zach are playing. I believe he will be on the program tomorrow.
That'd be nice of him to do.
That is a word on the street. So tomorrow, I think they're supposed to... Is it 4:30-ish, Mike? Is that the time?
That's what we're trying to get figured out. Yes, it should be 4:30.
I believe 4:30.
But he's on East Coast time, right?
He is.
So he does know. It's like 7:30
for him. Does he live in Jacksonville? Is that where he is?
I believe it's... Which amazes me. Just quick side note.
He might be an L.A. guy now.
Quick side note, all right? You have the money the Brent has. And I like the guy. I do. We've known him for like 20 years, right? Got all that money. Why do you live in Jacksonville, you know, Florida?
Actually, he's from the Nashville.
He's from Tennessee.
Yeah, he might be in Nashville. He might be in Nashville. We haven't talked to him in a number of years.
Yeah.
So we have no idea. We do know this. 4:30 tomorrow is the expected time that he is supposed to get a hold of us here and talk about the Unwrapped Acoustic Holiday Show going down December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. It's not only Brent and Zach from Shinedown, Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, and Mammoth. That's Wolfgang.
That's the one I'm excited about.
And also Sleep Theory, Des Rocks, and Return to Dust. This is going to be a great show. Trust me on this. If you thought, hey, this would be something I want to go to.
Do it.
Just get on the tickets now, because I have a feeling that we won't be talking about this in the next week or two.
Yeah.
It's going to be sold out. There's no point in doing that. Okay, let's get on to the game known as Big Dumpy. 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
I don't know why you're asking me. Ted, you know who it is.
James.
Hola.
James, are you sober or not sober?
As someone said earlier this week, I am Eastwood sober.
All right, Eastwood sober.
He's legally taking, that means messed up.
He's taking over, isn't he? Okay. All right, James, you get a new job. What are you doing? Retail, fast food, daycare, or a cook?
You know, I've done. I cooked for about 15 years. I still do retail now. My kids are grown. Let's go with the other one.
Fast food or daycare?
Fast food, why not? Let's do it. I haven't done that.
So you've cooked and you've done retail. Which one, in your opinion, is worse?
Retail, for sure.
Really? You said you're doing it right now.
I'm a bartender right now.
Okay. Why is retail worse than cooking?
I guess it is. You're dealing with people.
It's the people.
Well, the problem is,
and everyone there is buying something. Yeah. You're working the register, so it is a different form of retail.
But I guess I think of it as service industry, not retail. Retail to me, it's like
no one's
in
Target
store
for 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Without being following around,
sitting right in front of you with their hand up and their finger up and their car, you know.
You don't have to say name of your bar, but is it like downtown? Is it outside the city?
It's outside the city.
All right. Yeah.
But you think cooking was better than the bartending gig?
I loved cooking. I mean, of course, it gets stressful. You know that thrill, but I mean, it's cool. You don't have to deal with people. You just do
that.
That
was the thing. As far as restaurants go, I would absolutely go in the back of the house again, just not to have to deal with people. And then I realized, as a bartender, the only people you're dealing with are just imbibing in alcohol. They will never get smarter.
Very true.
I mean, I was telling a bad experience, but like, I don't know. I was kind of enjoyed my time bartending.
I can believe it. You're that guy, though. I can see.
Yeah, like, I mean, I would do private parties for years after I stopped working in a bar.
My problem would be is not drinking the product.
Correct.
Like, I already know that about myself. Like, do not put me behind a bar. I'm going to drink beer. I'm going to do shots.
My problem is,
like, I'm going to.
I like that other side of the bar.
Me too. I like sitting down.
That's my place to just decompress. I would want to jump over on the other side of the bar and sit with my buddies if I was a bartender.
Yeah, I really, that'd be my problem.
Would drive me nuts.
My biggest issue with bartending, and who's this?
This would be James.
James will attest to it. My biggest issue was just, you had to work weekends and you had to work nights to make money.
If you want to make money.
But it's like
100%. That's where you make your money.
Right. But it is nice to, like, once in a while, like, have a Saturday off, go to a tailgate.
But see, that was the thing about cooking. And we were okay because as a cook, you got a steady paycheck. Whatever it was they paid you, that's what you're going to get. The wait staff, depending on the season, right, they'd roll in dough for some seasons and then for 4 months and not really making any money. But even as a cook, you still had to work the Friday, well, probably Thursday, Friday, Saturday, because it's going to be super busy. But the difference was my pay is not going to be reflected in
those downtimes that they have. They're not making any money. In those
but
times,
I am.
You're just less busy, too.
Exactly. So I'm like, I'm getting paid the same amount with less stress. Weekends, you're like, this is a nightmare. Wait staff rolling in dough. And I'm like, yeah, all right. Okay.
When you were a cook and you were good with the servers, bartenders, you'd always get that shift drink after work. So that was always a bonus.
Brother,
too.
First of all, I did not work in a place that had a shift drink. We had what we called shift drinks. So they would call it a shift drink, right? That is what they called it. And we understood. We basically sat there until 4 a.m. almost every night. If you worked nights, this is kind of what you did. And everyone drank themselves into
oblivion. Was there a rule, like, no bottles or cans, but you can drink all the draft you want?
No. So what drink.
Okay.
We had one guy we worked with. This guy would drink 2 pints, this is no lie, 2 pints of Maker's Mark a night. And we never saw him get drunk. He obviously had a massive drinking problem, but we never saw him get drunk. He always did a great job on the floor, one of our waiters, but 2 pints of Maker's Mark a night, that's what he would do. I would do, like, 4 shots of Jack, maybe get 2 beers, and I'm pretty hammered. And this guy's like, you want to ride home? And sadly, he was the guy you could trust behind the wheel. It just did not affect him,
When me
man.
And Burris worked at PJ's together, there was a group of us, right? And that bar is gone. So I don't mind saying this. RIP Jerry Smith. Sometimes we would stay in there so late after our shift that we would have to hide from the bread delivery in the morning.
Because
we didn't want the owner to know we were still in there drinking. And then we would, like, run out at, like, 6 a.m.
I will say that I do miss that about cooking. Not the job, but all the free booze and just the amount of drugs that were done at the end of every shift.
It is a weird camaraderie.
And everyone just, no matter what happened during the day, you sit down, everyone's good, and you're just snorting coke and smoking weed and drinking. Mm-hmm. That's what I've heard, anyway.
Yeah.
All right, James.
That's what I've heard, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes the manager comes down from his office and says coke on the bar. That's what I've heard.
Yeah. And it says something like, you guys didn't see this.
It's weird. They're playing with flour in the office for some reason. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, they're all bakers.
Yeah.
We had a manager. He said it every time, Phil. Yeah.
What?
You guys didn't see
this. You didn't see this.
So you do it every Saturday night. At the bar, we even closed.
Everyone, like, you could see residual lines cut up on the bar. Like, you think we care?
Half the time it was the owner.
Oh, the owner's definitely.
I mean, I was waiting to get paid again, man. As the owner of the bar, just come out and go, like, all right, everybody.
I worked at a lot of restaurants that independently owned that ended up closing because the manager snorted away the profits. Probably 4 different restaurants. Damn. I mean, that was common.
Wow.
All right, James, shut up. Here's your first question.
All right.
What late female singer's debut solo album was titled "I Got Them Old Cosmic Blues Again, Mama"?
Ooh,
yeah.
Aretha Franklin.
Not a bad guess.
Is it that old? Is it like
they'd be about the same age? But this woman has passed.
Is it Janis Joplin?
It is Janis Joplin.
Okay.
Cosmic Blues.
She got them old Cosmic Blues. Not just cosmic, and not old. Old. O-L apostrophe.
Oh.
And Cosmic is spelled with a K. K-O-Z-M-I-C. Apparently she was illiterate, but we looked over it for a massive talent.
Oh, actually it was code for Quaaludes.
Oh, yeah. But she not would have been joking, yeah. All right, your question. What was the first state to ban billboards? Was it Vermont, Maine, New Hampshire, or Hawaii?
I'm going to go with Hawaii.
Got it.
Yep.
I believe.
But it would make sense that all those states would do that.
That's why I picked those.
Okay.
I believe
I think Hawaii still has the band in place. I don't think you can put billboards up there.
Nothing is scarier than driving down the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
But just all the billboards are there.
Right, but a lot of them are just like, repent now before God kills you and stuff like
or,
that.
Or Triple X Movie Theater, next exit.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And we were driving through Pennsylvania. The kids were a little bit younger. And we're playing whatever the game is, where you find something that starts with the letter A, that kind of thing. Then you move to the letter B. See, so typically, X is difficult. Yeah. At this point, we're in central Pennsylvania, and we cut through this small town. And I've been there before. I cannot remember the name of this place. And I remember my son, he's maybe five at the time, and he's like, wow, there's X's everywhere. We're like,
we're playing
every single thing there. Triple X. He's just like, man, oh, man. We've just hit the jackpot. We're like, yeah, buddy.
We sure have.
Yes, we have.
Big Dumpy!
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Yo, you're girl and you're Johnson on that!
Oh, no, no.
Girl and you're Johnson.
Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
I'm team sober. Me team sober for a while. Just coming up from Fredericton area with a load on my trailer. Got to go to Linwood and then battle traffic all the way back to Tacoma.
Damn. I'm glad you told us that. About to ask you. Have fun. Damn.
All right, Jeff, you're going to get a new job. Retail, yeah. Fast food, daycare, or a cook?
I'm sure it'll probably make me never want to cook again, but let's go with cook.
All right. What's the best thing you cook right now?
I love smoking briskets.
Ooh.
All right.
Attaboy.
That's an art, man.
Yeah.
That really is.
For sure.
It takes a couple times. Yeah, once you get it down, people definitely recommend it more.
But how long did it take you to nail it? Because Castle started doing it probably like 15 years ago at this point, but I want to say he went through 4 briskets before he finally got it right.
Yeah, it's about right. I went through 3 before I found a method that worked for me.
Jeff, let me ask you this. Is it still very easy to ruin one? Or do you have it just to a method now where you're locked in?
I mean, yeah, if I'm not paying attention to the temperature on the smoker, or if I just, how would I put it? Like, if I didn't wrap or something, if I did, left it too long, if I thought that saw at 160 without trying to wrap it, it could dry out. I mean, it's still very possible.
Okay.
Sometimes, too, if you're, like, especially if you're using coals or wood and, like, what was I going to say? Sometimes the temperature just stalls.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I don't do that.
Yeah, definitely.
To me, doing a brisket is like baking. It's too precise, and one small thing ruins the whole thing. I'm like, I don't want that. I like things where I can make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? All right, here's your question. The 1980s to 1990s sitcom Empty Nest was a spinoff from what TV show? Did you watch Empty Nest?
I feel like I did.
Who was in that one?
Right,
that wasn't Patrick
remember.
Duffy. He was in... What was the one he was in with Suzanne Summers? That wasn't Empty Nest.
No, that was like two families together. Step by step.
What decade? It's an
80s to 90s.
This was in 1988, yeah.
All right, who was in it? Who were some of them?
Richard Mulligan.
All right.
Park Overall. Christy McNichol.
Christy McNichol. And Park Overall.
Yeah. Hmm. Donna Manoff.
All right, but it was a spinoff from what TV? Very popular TV show. It even had a revival probably 7 to 10 years ago.
David Leisure.
Younger people started getting into it.
Estelle Getty.
There's a hint.
Yeah.
I don't even know what sitcom you're talking about. Is it Full House?
Is it the Golden Girls?
Golden Girls.
It is.
Oh.
Estelle Getty. That's the only clue.
Huh. All right.
I didn't know it.
How the hell did Christy McNichol pop up in that one?
I don't know. Maybe it was her last-ditch effort to do something. All right, your question. What song plays at the end of the Breaking Bad series finale? Come on, Mike.
I know.
Yeah, there's a lot of people yelling at the radio. I've never even watched Breaking Bad.
I'm going to go ahead and spin that for you. Yeah. Come on, Mike.
At the end of the series?
The end of the series. The series finale.
I only watched that episode one time. Shoot, dude, I guarantee you, he named it
at some point. Is it an iconic song?
I don't think so. Baby Blue.
Oh, well, I wouldn't have gotten
that. Baby Blue.
Duffy and...
Manfinger?
Yeah, I don't know.
It was Step by Step.
Step by Step. Patrick Duffy. TV's Patrick Duffy, Suzanne Summers. All right, your question. What body part does a butterfly use for tasting?
Party on, guys. I'll catch you on the next one. It's their feet.
Oh.
How did you know that?
Their feet.
Well, that's why they land on flowers.
the way they do.
Yummy.
Yeah, like, ooh, that tastes good.
They eat with their feet.
Well, they taste with their feet.
Like, but here's the problem, right? So you land on a flower. They know they like flowers. Cool. And you go, all right, this is delicious. What about the butterfly that lands on, like, a fresh dog turd? Like, it's just, it's in your mouth.
Dang it.
Right.
So it's
can they wipe their feet off, like, if you land, like, on garbage or something?
What are you going to wipe it off on, though? Because you're going to taste whatever you wipe it on. Like, grass? Ooh. You want to just go ahead and lick the grass after you lick a turd?
Yes. Out of the two?
Yeah, you know, yeah. It's not like it's much better, though. It is better, it but is it's a not lot like better. It's much better. Like, I would rather lick a cupcake afterward.
Well, sure.
So it's butterflies and that guy at the rickshaw.
And that guy at the rickshaw, yes.
Dumpy. Both can eat with their feet.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Sean, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Okay. The pause kind of gave it away. All right, Sean, you're going to pick a new job. You doing retail, fast food, daycare, or a cook?
Well, you know, I've done pretty much all of them, but I wouldn't mind going back to being a cook.
You actually did daycare.
I'm a stay-at-home parent.
Oh, okay. Yep. Okay, gotcha. Well, at least they're not as annoying, even when they're... I know it's still could be a pain in the ass, but it's not nearly as annoying when it's your own children.
I disagree. I feel like it's easier when you have other people's kids, even if your kid is in the mix.
Because you know you can't discipline them?
No, it's just they tend to listen. Your kid will always push back.
Right, you're right.
Because they're going to tell... And they should. I mean, that's kind of their job, to figure out life. But other people's kids tend to listen to you. And then your kid follows suit a little bit.
Okay. Yeah,
that's why everyone thought I was being a cool dad when my kids are younger. I'm like, no, you can have a sleepover. Because I know that whatever I say, you will all do. When your friends are not here and I say something, there's the potential that we have to have a 20-minute debate about this goddamn thing.
Yeah.
As ridiculous as that sounds.
Yeah, you pretty much nailed it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, can we have a sleepover? Like, absolutely. Because I know you will listen to me. My only rule to sleepover is like, all right, guys, I know you're here. Your job from this point on is to not remind me that you were in my home. That's it.
Well, that and keep the door open.
Keep the door open. Yes. Actually, they're 13-year-old boys. Go ahead and close that door, bro.
God, this smells
good. It does not smell great.
Keep your shoes on.
Yeah, keep your shoes on. Keep the door open. Open a window.
No one should see the socks of a 13-year-old. Boy, anyway.
No. No. And my kids only...
They stand up by themselves.
They got a hole in the back. They don't match.
All right, my son, if his socks don't match, he's not putting them on. He's already like an 80-year-old man. Like, I'm not worried. I'm like, dude, just put on another white sock. No one knows. He's like, I know. I'm like, okay. Here we go. All right. Here's your question. Who was the president when prohibition was imposed across the U.S.?
Oh. Johnson?
Was it Woodrow Wilson?
Woodrow Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Woodrow. The name like Woodrow, he sounds like someone that doesn't want to drink.
Woodrow's Reserve.
It's water. All right, here's your question. Russia, North Korea, Iceland, or India? Which is the only one of these four countries that has a McDonald's?
Well, one had them, but then they maybe don't have them anymore.
I'm going to take a shot here and go Iceland.
India.
Oh, my gosh.
India. Believe it or not, yeah.
Wow.
I know. That's the only reason I shared it. It's kind of mind-blowing. Right? North Korea doesn't surprise me. Russia used to have them, and then I don't remember what happened.
Something weird happened.
They had the equivalent, but it is the Russian equivalent.
Someone fell out of the drive-thru window.
Oh, you know what? It's the burgers, I bet, huh?
Through the drive-thru
Died after 4 feet falling out.
I just want that, that buttered McChicken.
Ooh, I would do that.
Yeah, basically, McDonald's was over there, and then they invaded Ukraine, and McDonald's was like, all right, we're out.
Ronald McDonald's like, not having it. All right, your question. The Maldives are the smallest independent country on what continent?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. Australia?
Is it Europe?
Asia.
It is Asia, yep. Well, because Europe's got all those weird little Luxembourg, Vatican City.
Right, but they're all tucked in the middle.
Yeah, so that makes sense with the Asia.
Yep.
The Maldives.
All right, Sean, your question. What instrument did Don Henley play as a member of Eagles? As much as I want to say the Eagles, they're very specific.
It still sounds weird when you say
it. I know. It's like, just they're like, we're not the Eagles. We're just Eagles.
What instrument did Don Henley play?
Do you think the actual Eagles don't call themselves the Eagles?
Drums?
You got it.
Well done. Well done.
He answered that in a New York Minute.
Hey-o. Well,
I love that Don Henley song. Sorry.
Wow.
It's a great song.
Take it easy over there, man.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. I see what's happening.
More Big Dumpy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.